Now, time's running.
Okay, brilliant. So we've had this survey looking at the job prospects, which is sort of the new way of looking at how sort of strong the economy is, and you found that the Northwest is looking quite healthy at the moment.
Yes, the Northwest seems to be outperforming the rest of the country in terms of creating jobs in the last 3 months of 2013, which is really very positive news and is significantly better than the UK as a whole.
Is that just because it's coming from a low base, or is this a real positive look at things?
It's last quarter, the Northwest was in positive territory for hiring. It wasn't nearly as strong as it is now. But there are a number of sectors that are really performing well, and it's the business services and the financial services sector that's really growing strongly. And then behind that is the retail sector, which, although has been poorly performing this year, actually, as we move to the back part of the year, we're seeing a significant uptick in the number of jobs in that retail sector.
And this is all about confidence, isn't it? The confidence sort of bosses have about taking people on, because they think over the next few years it's going to be getting better in the wider economy.
I think you're right. What we're generally seeing as employers is a whole number of things seem to be coming together, and they've done this gradually. And what we're seeing now is this consistent confidence that seems to be returning, which allows people to make that investment. And that's good news for us that are looking for work.
Is there any idea that's come out of the research why it is that the Northwest is having this sort of boom at the moment?
What we're seeing in the Northwest is a really strong demand across a number of those sectors, and the insurance sector and some of the industrial and distribution areas are really the types of organisations that I would suggest people look to try and find work. Those are the ones that are reporting the strongest need for workers as we go forward. But there's a lot of demand for some of the niche skills as well in finance, HR and accounts, for example.
How long have we got left on our little timer?
2:36.
Oh, plenty of time. So say for someone that may be sort of coming towards the end of their A-levels and they're looking for something to maybe specialise in at university, does this look far enough ahead to give them advice on the kind of areas that they should be looking to do a degree in, or is it not confident enough to state those things?
This particular report is looking only a quarter ahead, but I think if we can give you and share some of the insight that a lot of our clients are always asking us for as they think and plan their businesses ahead, it's all about maths and science-based qualifications and engineering, and it's those people that are getting degrees that really enables them to be job-ready rather than just having a good, strong university degree. It's more about being job-ready for employers these days.
Okay, that's absolutely brilliant. That's everything we need. Anything else that you want to add in the time we've got available?
No, that's great. Thank you very much, Simon.
Okay, so if you just go through that again, just save and publish...